Chapter 15. Lugworm had done his work well. The two rat sentries guarding Damag Warfang's shelter of brush and canvas sat upright with four empty grog flasks between them. The crafty stoat had known that the strong drink would be irresistible to beasts standing guard through the cold, lonely night hours. Lugworm watched them from his hiding place until he was sure the pair were sleeping soundly. Slipping away, he found Borum and Vendis waiting at the place he had arranged to meet them. Borum drew his curved dagger, impatient to go about his business.
"Everything ready, mate? Coast clear?"
Lugworm nodded fearfully, wishing he had never been drawn into the conspiracy to slay the First Blade.
"Aye, 'tis ready, but go carefully. Damag's a light sleeper."
Vendis drew his blade, suppressing a snigger.
"Light sleeper, eh? Well, he won't be after tonight."
Lugworm edged away from the would-be assassins nervously.
"I've done me bit. The rest's up to yous two. But remember, if you fail and get caught, then not a word about me."
Borum the Weasel kicked out, sending Lugworm sprawling. Vendis stood over him, snarling scornfully.
"Gan, get out of my sight, stoat. You're in this up to your slimy neck. The only consolation you've got is that we don't intend to fail or get caught. Now beat it and keep your gob shut."
As Lugworm scrambled away whimpering, the fox winked at his cohort.
"We'll deal with him tomorrow. No use leaving loose ends lying about. If Lugworm can betray Damag, he'd do the same for us someday. Come on, let's pay the First Blade a little visit."
Damag perched in the branches of the ash tree near his shelter, the rat Gribble crouching by his side. Together, they watched the weasel and the fox as, daggers drawn, the pair slid by the two sleeping sentries, silent as night shadows. The great rat waited a moment until he heard blades grating against a sack of stones he'd wrapped in his cloak and laid by the fire. Then he nodded to Gribble. The rat blew two sharp blasts upon a bone whistle. 10 heavily armed Ratmark officers broke cover, rushed in, and surrounded Borum and Vendis.